lights, if the truck went dead on the road, you had to set them around. I don't know what to call them.
You ever heard people use the word flambo for that?
Yeah.
And that would be something that you might set out on the road if you're having car trouble?
Yeah.
To warn other cars?
Yeah. And they call them more something else, I think. I never did.
But they did call them?
Yeah, flambo or... Beaver dam, stop them from working at it. They let it burn there for weeks at a time.
But the smoke would, they don't like the smoke or the flame?
They don't like that light.
The light. Yesterday I asked you about fishing. People around here, when they go fishing in the ponds or lakes, what kind of boat would they use?
Well, mostly those little small boats, little aluminum boats. And those big old wooden boats are built in them, but not many of these. They don't use them no more. They'll eat and sink.
Would you use any particular name for the kind of boat you'd have to row?
No, not that I know of. Now, I never did fool with boats much.
What about, would you say rowboat?
Yes, it was a boat. I never did like to ride in a boat.
I'm not crazy about it.
I don't get it. I usually fish from the dam or I don't fish. Of course, most of the ponds here are small.
Yes.
Not too large.
Yes. I heard people use the word John boat or bateau or hero for boats.
Oh, I've heard them, they call them Piro down the coast. I got a sister, Venice Louisiana. I go down there pretty often. Those coonies call them Piro.
Those what?
Piro.
What kind of people would you say?
Coonies.
What's that?
It's a type of people that live down the coast.
Mississippi coast?
Yeah.
Huh. They're not like the people who live in Louisiana, who's like the Cajuns?
Cajun. Yeah. Coonie. Coonies.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
They're mixed up people.
And they say Piro.
Yeah.
What about this word? Say if your wife wanted to make herself a dress and she was going to town to buy the material for it. She might take a little square and a cloth with her to match, you know, for color and all that.
Yeah.
What would she call that?
Scrap.
What about sample? Would that do?
That'd do. But they might say scrap.
Or they might say... just what I mentioned.
Yeah. Sample. They used to do a lot of that, but they don't no more.
What would you call this right here?
Pencil.
If it has ink, you just call it a
pen.
Okay.